Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
CXG believes in the visual art of storytelling, whether it's through film, video, live events, or podcasts just like this one. Our mission is to connect audiences through powerful, authentic stories that leave a lasting impact. CXG is proud to support the Litter Box because great stories deserve to be seen and heard. Learn more at cxgfilms.com. Hey, Tiger fans. You know what's more frustrating than a bases-loaded double play? When your small business is striking out with technology problems. That's why our good buddy, Brett Danis, created Summit Tech Partners. Brett's a Michigan guy through and through and a lifelong Tigers fan. And Summit provides the perfect relief pitcher for your IT needs. While other services throw you generic fastballs, Brett's team will scout your business and develop a customized game plan specifically for your small business.
While you're keeping track of ERA and RBIs, Brett's team will handle your IT infrastructure. His team will monitor your systems like a hawk-eyed umpire, catching problems before they become major league disasters. Summit has a full roster of IT services that'll keep your business safe and running smoothly, so you can spend less time troubleshooting and more time watching torque bombs.
Visit homerun.support today for your free consultation.
Summit Tech Partners, where your small business is always the MVP.
Welcome to another episode of The Litter Box, a Detroit Tigers podcast, with your hosts, Bill Patterson and Chet West.
Beautiful. That is beautiful. Billy P from the D is live at the Tigers Sox game. Look, do you have front row?
No, we're not front row.
You don't have front row? Well, I look like you had front row. I mean, they had you guys framed up perfectly. I like fifth row. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, how is your math that good? You are sixth row, but still nonetheless.
Well, he gave me a shot of the field. He did a little flip around and gave me a shot of the field. There's John Palmer. John, you need to eat a couple hot dogs, dude. You look like a Hollywood star or something over there.
Okay.
We got so the act. He's got the face of an actor.
Can you hear him or no?
I don't think he can.
He wants you to eat two hot dogs from a cart. They're on me if a guy comes by for everybody.
There he goes.
Okay?
Set him up. All set right. him up. Do it right.
I will, of course.
Make sure they're marinated properly. How's Adam? Adam Palmer's there with you. He's and Dingler hit one out for him tonight.
Yeah, his guy, apparently.
I bet he's just
anymore.
Soaked in joy. Just soaked in joy. Not really your guy anymore. We're going to give Adam. Yeah. We're going to give
and
Adam
Dylan
that
Smith
guy.
Is on the
Dylan Smith. Yeah, he's the new guy. The new guy.
Guess what? We went down to the bullpen bar. We saw him warm up first. So
you're right there. You're
and
right there.
Dylan Smith, like
sniffing his jockstrap. You're right on
I'm
him.
I'm telling you. I'm
that's
like
incredible.
I'm the magic that makes this happen.
This right, is, give me the food review. That's why we're really here. It's an 11-1 game right now. I mean, game's over. White Sox, you don't stand a chance.
11?
Last I saw was 11, right?
No, we've got a baker's dozen on the board, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. We put two more runs up in the time it took me to log in to record this thing, for crying out loud.
Javier Baez came through. Javier. Like he always does.
After I've been kind of just touching on him a little bit. I've just been touching him up a little bit over the last day or two.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. So he came through. I'm glad to hear that. Good. Javi's still on the right road.
I think everybody's gotten a hit, but Z-Mac, no
Z-Mac hits.
Yeah. We've got Tigers fans on both sides.
I see a lot of Tigers fans. I see a ton of Tigers fans in the crowd over there. That's crazy.
he can only hear me, and we don't broadcast the
I hope you don't try to explain this to everybody in the section, but it's that's incredible. The picture on the broadcast that you just sent me, it's like all tigers. It's like it's I can't believe it's like Comerica Park West.
That was
it's amazing.
Loyal.
There are like two very sour looking White Sox fans sitting there like, why are we here?
That's pretty much, I would say this is 60-40.
Wow.
Yeah. Tigers fans. And loyal listener Jeff Costello was the one that sent us that unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
Photo.
That's fantastic. He's sitting at home having something nice to drink and watching the game. Do you guys now I want the food though. You got to give me the food. We need the food.
All right.
What have you done?
So we all
you're sweating right now, so I feel like you may have had a lot of spicy meats or something.
Not. That's just
no. Oh, that's
I think
just
that's my
maybe that's just the
theme.
Natural gloss. Your natural gloss.
Yeah, I do put on some facial stuff, you know, to keep the UV off, but
okay.
Yeah, if you think I'm
that
sweating,
makes sense.
Then
that's responsible.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah, so we did Polish with onions and mustard.
Polish sausage with onions and mustard, which is an appropriate accoutrement for that.
Yeah. And Miller Lite is the beer of choice here.
Is it really?
Unless
okay.
Unless you want a Modelo, but they don't serve Modelo where you can get a Vienna Beast hot dog or Polish. So we
That's
made
odd.
The election.
Okay.
To go Miller Lite, and we've stuck with it, and it's amazing.
I might have gone with the Modelo myself, but okay.
Yeah.
But hard to get, so you go with what's easy.
Yeah, from there, we toured the entire stadium, and I introduced the Palmer boys to the White Sox shower. I don't know if you remember that, but they still have a shower in the outfield.
Do they really?
I kid you
not. There's a shower? Why do I not remember a shower in the outfield?
We've got photos. We'll send them.
And, please do.
Every time I turned on the shower, people flocked to me. It was like Moses parting the Red Sea. I don't know, a sheep calling to his flock.
When you turn the shower on, water comes out. Is that, am I thinking of the right thing? The shower, right? It's like a shower.
Yes, you're thinking, you turn the water, you push a button. Water spews out. It's sponsored by like a local plumbers union.
Okay. That makes more sense. I see. Yep. I see. And, I see the angle.
They've had it here forever. I mean,
really?
Since this place opened, I swear they had.
Why do I not remember this?
Well,
rarely sober at the cell, but okay.
Bill Beck was the creator of the oddities.
This tracks.
It tracks. Is probably the oddest thing in all 30 stadiums. That being said, then we did a helmet nacho, and we did a couple of things.
That's
right.
Why you're sweating. This is why you're sweating. The helmet nacho.
Am I sweating?
You look glossy. Maybe it's the lights. Maybe it's the lights. Might be the lights. Adam's not sweating. He looks dry.
Grip a finger across me. Okay. All right.
Strip a finger across me. Yeah, rub his face. What's going on? All right, so you had a helmet nacho. How was the helmet nacho?
The helmet nacho was a 3.5 out of 10.
That's incredible.
Not enough.
A 3.5 out of 10? How can
not
a helmet
enough.
Nacho be so low?
Well, there might have been a tactical error made by the three of us.
Oh, geez.
In the fact that we got shredded cheese opposed to the molten lava that is ballpark cheese.
All right.
That being said, they gave us a baby scoop of ground beef.
Doesn't work.
Can I borrow the helmet, please?
Do you have 100 chips in there with a little baby scoop, a dollop of ground beef on it? You can't do
there
that. No, that's a legit helmet. Yeah, I've seen that.
Like a scoop like this.
No,
I mean,
you can't do that.
If we did it again, I would get two scoops and I would do the shredded and the molten. Now it gets better. So we're still sticking with Miller Lite. And then we upgraded for dessert in a huge way.
Yeah.
John Palmer, loyal listener.
Something just happened. The guy over your shoulder is going crazy back there. He wants in on this. Did you give him some helmet nacho or no?
Bill Smith's amazing. I freaking love this. Dylan! Where are you going, Dylan?
Dylan Smith just lit it up. Oh, boy. Anyway, what a night.
Funnel cake with whipped cream and strawberries.
You had this like, after your helmet nacho?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, helmet nacho is just the...
I'm a little worried about you. I'm touch worried right course. Now.
Yeah, you think I'm sweating.
You've had Polish helmet nachos and a funnel cake with whipped cream.
Paul Jack, you have the defibrillator ready when
kidding.
I get home. Okay?
Somebody's going to have to clear an artery. What's going on over there?
Yeah, all right. I'll make sure I don't know.
This is incredible. This reporting right here is crack reporting. Did you eat anything else?
No.
Nothing else. That's it. You're stopping? Are you getting bashful, or did you really eat nothing else?
I feel like a steady diet of Miller Lite, Polish, onions.
It's probably enough.
Helmet nachos is probably enough for enough. A man on the other side of 50.
Can you get a vegetable on your way home?
Yeah, I probably will get a lotte or something.
It may not. Yeah. It may not be a bad idea. Adam, get him a cucumber on the way home or something.
A cucumber.
Get him some greens.
A lotte or a tamale is probably about my
options. Oh, all right. Probably. All right.
We're going to let this close out. But yep. That was
let's close it out. This was enjoyable. Reporting. Thank right. you for reporting straight from the field.
Anything
Billy P. from the D,
box.
Folks.
All right. See you, buddy.
See ya.